That's funny. Okay. Hi, this is the membership VP breakout session. Go ahead, Ron, start over. Sorry.
I've been in my position as membership since about 2018. The course has gone up and down with COVID and whatnot. We're right around 40 guys now when everybody shows up. Have a regular routine of we get visitors, I greet them, we give them the music so they can sing along. I send out letters, email to everybody to let them know what we do.
What do you want to get out of the session today?
More members.
So recruitment.
Recruitment. We're already working with the youth, so they know that we exist. Hopefully that results in getting new members later on when the youth get out of school and have more time to enjoy singing.
Yeah, that's a long path. For recruitment, right? Because sometimes that's, when they're 40 years old, they.
Got to start someplace.
Yeah, no, that's true. And that's what the society's been doing since the 90s, right? Is realizing that, we engage the youth just so they experience it, but we're never looking to say, come join a chapter, right? It's all about, hey, just make music part of your life. And later on in life, if you find us, great. We'll still be here. So yeah. All right. So recruitment for you. Any other things that you want to pursue? That's fine. If something comes up, just pop it in chat or something.
Okay.
And then Chuck, Colorado Chord Company, is that correct?
Colorado Chord, yeah. And I'm a newbie, been
Oh,
with Colorado
awesome.
Chord for about 4 months and
Wow.
joined the board and they tossed me into Leadership Academy here. So I have no idea what I'm doing here.
So, how long have you been singing barbershop?
4 months.
Oh, you just found the whole thing. This is all brand new.
This is all brand new.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, so it's fun. I haven't sang since high school and college, so except for some church things here and there. So it's been many, many years. But it's fun to get
Awesome.
back into it. And so they asked me to come to the membership class. So I'm presuming we want to get more members and encourage people and figure out how to do it.
Yeah, so are you on the board as the membership VP?
I'm on the board as just a general
Oh, perfect. Okay, so you're member at large.
member at large.
Okay. That's great. That calms my fears a little bit for them putting a new member in as membership VP. So no, this is perfect because you're in the board. It's like, hey, I'm a new guy, but Chuck, the perspective that you bring as a new member, sometimes we barbershoppers kind of get stuck in our ways. And so someone coming in fresh and new will have new ideas and say, guys, have you ever considered, XYZ, right?
Sure.
So don't be bashful. There's a reason you're there, and lean into that at times from that membership perspective. So since you're here for the membership class, right, I'm going to treat this like you would be the mem you're on the membership team with the membership VP. And so when we talk about membership and recruitment, Ron, one of the key elements to recruitment is having something that is within a structure that someone will be interested in joining. Because we can talk about guest nights and outreach and finding ways to pull guys in for a visit, but what's going to bring them back the second or the third time, right? And that's where Membership needs to fold into the development of the course and the chapter to demonstrate proficiency. Because that first night, are you auditioning the guest?
No.
Is he auditioning you?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So that's exactly what's happening, right? The roles are flipped on that first night. Because this person's coming in saying, okay, tell me what you got. Tell me who you are. Tell me what I'm going to get out of this. And is this something that I really want to do? That's the audition, right? So they're auditioning you that first time. And so what does that look like? Well, this is where your organization and your structure comes in. So for membership, right? Let's talk about that guest the first time they walk through the door. Now, one of the challenges we have, we start rehearsal at 7 o'clock, right? Whatever your rehearsal start time is, a guest doesn't always know that they should come in at 6:45 to get everything set up, right? So a lot of times they're walking in right as you're starting rehearsal. So one of the things that you need to be prepared for is handling a guest arrival right at the start of rehearsal or even a couple minutes late, right? Because if you start at 7, they're thinking it's rehearsal, oh, and they walk in at 7:02, they're not going to see that as a problem, right? But how do you handle it, right? So you should have a method for meeting up with them and getting them all set up in a manner that's not distracting to the start of the rehearsal that's going on. So, if depending on how your room's set up, that might be where the risers are facing this direction and the director's over there, and the room, the way you walk into the room or set up for membership is over here behind the risers, right? In a different part of the room. So that's not in line of sight of the chorus. Or you might have like a lobby area, right? That's just outside the door where you have a table for check-in or membership. And that way, when the guy walks in, and the membership guy doesn't need to be back row center of the risers, he needs to be on the end, right? Ready for that walk-in at all times. So the guest that walks in, you can step off real quick, greet them, and escort them back out of the room. And at your table right outside the door, or back to the other table, again, out of sight of focus of the rest of the room, so you can speak to them quietly and get them all set up. So the next thing that happens, right, is what we call the buddy system, and that is pairing them up with somebody. Now, this is an interesting relationship and it needs to be cultivated. So for a buddy, is that a question?
Just question. Are,
Yeah.
is this being
Anytime.
recorded, and can I get a copy of it after we're done?
Yep, we're recording this session. Yep.
Okay, so we don't have to take notes and a bunch of stuff.
Great point,
Okay.
Chuck. Yeah, I'd rather have you engaged in the conversation. And
That's where I
then,
wanted to be.
yeah, let me just show you what that looks like and where to go to find it. So, put that over here. So this is our district web page. Can you see this?
It's coming up here. Okay.
So we're at rmdsing.org, and let's see here. There, under resources is Leadership Academy.
Okay.
And if you go there at the current moment, what you'll see is this is our January session that we held. And for each of the different breakouts, there's a recording of the breakout, and there's
Okay.
also some PowerPoints that were used and things like that,
Perfect. Perfect.
right?
Thank you.
So the session that we're in right now will pop in right here under Academy Archives for November 8th.
Okay.
That's where you'll be able to find it.
Perfect.
And by all means, it's just you and Ron here. So anytime you want, just interrupt with questions. We don't need to raise hands if there's just the three of us. So the buddy system, right? The buddy should not be a babysitter. Okay. And part of the thing of a new member coming in is that you want to be respected as a guest, that you're an intelligent human being. So if we show the guest how to use a tablet and where the music is, or if you have guest book binders, right? And your binders are organized alphabetically, right? And so the director says, hey, we're going to sing When the Saints Go Marching In. The buddy doesn't need to grab the book, flip to When the Saints Go Marching In, and hand it back to the guy. You know what I mean? The buddy needs to respect the space during the rehearsal, unless the guest is really struggling, right? So in our chorus, we use tablets for guest books. And so once the person, most people are pretty good with tablets, once the person realizes how to navigate, we need to let them do that themselves. And the buddy thinks they are there to explain everything along the way. That should not be the case, right? The guest needs to experience the rehearsal in the way that the director in front is leading the rehearsal. So they need to experience it just like a person who is in the chorus, right? A singer. And so the buddy is there to dig them out of a hole, or if there's something that they're really stuck on. But the buddy should not be talking on the risers with this person while the rehearsal is going on, because that's not what we do, right? We have riser discipline, and if you're talking all the time with the guest, you're demonstrating to them lack of respect for the director out front. And again, it gets into this experience piece, right? So buddies need to be really well trained in their role so that they supplement the experience for the person and then not distract from the experience for the person. Now, the key is when you take a break, they sit down and the buddy says, okay, ask me all your questions. Let's talk. How's it going? What'd you think of this song? And that's when a whole bunch of stuff can happen, is during the break. The buddy can kind of take note during rehearsal and say, I noticed that you seemed puzzled when the director asked for this, right? So, well, yeah, what did he mean, sing dark or sing light, right? Or how do you sing, what did that mean to sing dark, right? And so if you're a buddy, you're paying attention, but again, you're not babysitting, you're not handholding. Let that guest experience the night in a way that is, oh, I really got a lot out of this, right? I'll pause for questions there.
I don't have
Anything,
any.
Ron? Ron, it looks like it's ringing a bell. I see light bulbs going on up here.
No, that's pretty much what I see, although every once in a while I pick on a buddy that likes to talk too much.
Yes. Yeah. And so that's
And
why I think the advantage would be, a 6:30 meeting of, one guy from each voice part, that is going to be your buddy team. And you got to pick the right people to be on that team, right? And then you can meet with them and deliver the expectations, right? And
The challenge that I've had is I've written up all of this, what you're saying,
yeah.
put it on a piece of paper, haven't been able to get anybody to read what I give them.
Yeah, that's why I
Just
think
like
you're right.
I've wrote up the directions on how to use the tablet, but none of the members wants to bother with that.
Right.
They skip that too.
So I would say, like I said, the face-to-face is probably a better choice in these, in these days. But I think also, not picking just any guy to be a buddy, right, is actually figuring out in each voice part who's going to be the best buddy here, right? And even with a guy like Jim Cole, he could be a buddy for a baritone. He could do any part, right? He could be a buddy for whatever voice part the guy that comes, the guest that comes. Or who else would be somebody that's ambidextrous like this, right? I'm just,
Jeff Slade.
yeah. And but again, having that meeting, that training session, right? And it may be more than once. Like you do it once in December, well, January maybe, right? Do your buddy meeting the first time and talk about process. And then February, you have another one where you talk about tablets, right? And every once in a while, you just have these buddy meetings, right? But the key is to train the buddies because they're the ones who provide the majority of that guest experience, right? And we're trying to sell the chorus on this, sell the guest on the chorus so that they come back, right?
Yes.
And so when you get that guest book and when the saints go marching in and the guest gets ready to flip the pages and the guy takes the book from him and flips to W and says, okay, here you go. It's like, what do you think? I'm an idiot? It's like, so it's just that whole experience with the buddy. So again, the break is the time for all the conversations, right? And that's kind of basically the essence of the buddy system. So the next piece I want to talk about is what does the guest experience when they leave? What do they take with them, right? And Chuck, I'll challenge you. Did when the first night you visited, did you leave with anything? Did they give you any paper or access to anything online or?
I don't think so.
Okay. So what were you
I
left
remember.
with? Were you left with questions when you went home?
Probably a few. Now, one of my neighbors is who got me into it. And so he was accessible if I needed to ask him questions. So,
Ah, okay.
yeah, so
He
they
was your
probably didn't.
buddy.
He was my buddy.
Yeah.
So he just said, hey, if you need anything, you just call me. And so it was easy enough to find out if I did need to find out something.
So there you're even stating the importance of the buddy,
Right.
right? In this
Yeah.
case, it made all the difference for you. Ron, how about Longmont? Is there anything that we provide to them on the first time they visit?
What we do is the first thing I gather contact information from the guest. So I have the name, the phone number, the email address, where they live, got all that information. And then I respond that night with an email that describes who we are, what we do, what it costs, how you become a member, what events are planned in the near future. Just to give them an idea, we provide the tuxedo, so I let them know we provide a tuxedo and only require that. Members maintain that clothing. So all that information goes out that night via email.
Okay.
And I give them guest access to our website so they can start looking at some of the music, some of the learning tracks that we have. So they can start catching up on what we do, and they're more acquainted with us by the time they come back the second time.
So, Ron, in all of that, is there anything additional that you send after a second visit?
Just a repeat of we were glad to see you. Hope
But
you come.
no new information. You cover it all after that first time, huh?
Pretty much the first time covers.
So I would suggest that it might be a lot after one visit to basically bury the guy with everything that we are. I think you might consider splitting that up and deciding, which elements are part of the conversation maybe after a week two visit. And one of those might be tuxedo, right? For example, uniform and costs and things like that. Because I don't know after the first night, we're not asking them to join right after one night. Usually it's we say 3 nights before you apply or something. So maybe that first night we just kind of speak about and this is where I was going with this, that as far as what do you go home with, right? a link to our website. Capturing their information is excellent. Following up with an email is excellent. As a guest that visits, that shows this group is organized and they're serious about guests and making sure that we get connected. And that first night visit might be, here's who the chorus is. Here's some of the things we do in the community. Our chapter shows a couple times a year, barbershop conventions. I don't know if I would go into all of the costs on that first night visit. I think it's more about here's who we are and here's what we do. And it's a lot of fun to be a barbershopper. And then maybe after the second visit, right now the guys come back and say, okay, let's do this again. Still got a buddy, hopefully the same buddy, the second visit. And then maybe that email after the second visit has a little more of those details in it. It's like, okay, we talked about performances and shows. What do you wear on a show, right? If there's a costume, you might be asked to do your own costume. But if it's tuxedo, we provide it, right? We go to convention. Yes, there's registration costs, hotel, travel, all those things are part of it, right? But it's what we do. And there's dues, chapter, district, society dues. You're becoming part of an international organization. Well, national, I guess. But kind of spreading that out over time. And then that keeps the communication flowing, and it paints a picture instead of all of it hitting them after one visit to the chorus. So Chuck, after subsequent visits with that chapter, how did the information progress into you wanting to join? How did you get all your questions answered?
Well, I didn't have as much communication like that as they did. And I probably wish I would have maybe a little more. But I agree with you. I think that's too much information on the first visit. But I would say, hey, this is what we do. This is kind of our basic idea. We'd love to see you hang in here. And do you have any questions? And maybe something I could respond to and say, yeah, I do have a couple of questions. What's it cost, or how many times do you perform, or something like that? Kind of let them get the communication going. So I would say probably I had a little bit of lack of that. I kind of had to figure a lot of that on my own of how do I get the music, because I feel lost. You go into a session and you have no idea, no clue of the music or whatever, and you don't really have anything to take home
Was
or.
there a guest book for you?
They use a tablet,
Okay.
but it was a little bit confusing. You had to figure out how to use the tablet. And I use the tablet every day. So, but to get to the right point and get to the right songs, and a little confusing, but that's, a little direction maybe there.
Did you have a buddy at rehearsal to help you with the tablet?
A couple people kind of, not really a specific one,
Okay.
but a couple of people helped out. And
So
so
these are all the
it wasn't
things.
difficult. It was just, I think my thing was more getting, if I'm going to come back next week, I'd like to be a little bit prepared. And so I can't remember if they got me on an email the first week or not, said that we're going to maybe do these songs. Well, I had no idea where to get any of those songs. So I'm coming in brand new the second time without any information, and I'm already lost because I don't know any of this music.
So Chuck, it's absolutely thrilling that you're here today, because I will tell you, don't lose any of that. Because for some reason, Chuck, despite all of those challenges, you're still here. Right? And
No,
you can
they weren't negatives. I mean, necessarily. It's just more things that would have helped out. If I were helping somebody else out, I would want to go, okay, give them a little, are you thinking about coming next week? Well, maybe I'll send you a few things to
So,
work on so you're a little more prepared or something. I don't know.
how many guys are at this rehearsal every week?
About 20.
So, could it be 40?
It could be. That's, I guess, probably one of the reasons why I'm here, to try to figure out how to get it up to 40 and how
And
to.
so, what I would say is organization, structure, and systems, right, will help grow, will help growth, because you'll get guys who come in like yourself who are kind of serious. If I'm going to give my time to this hobby, I'm not just going to come in with a bunch of guys that aren't serious about it, right? I want to be part of a group that's organized and has their stuff together. And I will tell you that in Longmont, Ron Anson that you see there is part of the reason that we are so well organized is because of some of the things that he does. And the chapter has grown from coming out of COVID, what, 24 roughly, and it's over 40 now. And it's because of the things that Ron has done to create structure and organization. And so we are so, we're so
And I don't want to
privileged
say
to
that
have
they're
him doing
not.
that.
I don't want to say that they're not organized because I think they are very organized. But those are just a couple of things that would have helped me
Yeah, exactly. So that's
personally.
what you're capturing today, Chuck, is remembering that. I won't call it frustration, but little roadblocks and hurdles that don't need to be there.
Sure.
Right. And
Make it
they're
easy to walk
easily
in.
sur yeah. Great, great. Okay, so we've got the buddy. We talked about training to get him calibrated, right?
Oh, let me mention one more thing. Like I'm in the window business. So
Okay.
Anderson windows, or have been, I just retired, but
Those are wonderful windows.
they were good windows. But one thing we found out that with people nowadays, they respond better to texts than they do emails. And so maybe a email and a text, because like with me, I'll get tons of emails, but if I see a text, I'm shooting a response back. It's a little more personal, not as generic. So maybe just a food for thought there.
Cool. All right. So we got through that part. And then, the chorus rehearsal. Right, especially for a guest, that aspect of some kind of schedule for the night that shows the songs, and this can just be on a whiteboard in the room. It could be an email that you got that says, "Here's the songs that we're going to sing in what order," because you have the tablet and you finish a song. And then they say, "Oh, let's sing this one now." Now you're kind of scrambling around trying to find that song, right? But if you already know when you finish, when the Saints Go Marching In, we're going to sing, America the Beautiful, right? All right. So I know I got to get going on this before anybody else even says it, right? You can start on your tablet finding the song. So as a guest, a schedule for the evening, number one, shows organization, right? But also helps the guests navigate the evening better so they can have the music out that they need to have and be ready to rehearse it. Comments or questions on scheduling?
I have a question. I have a number of guests that come to me and they want to see all the music and work on it between rehearsals. Are guest access to the website only gives access to two or three songs? Do you
So
see a problem?
here's the challenge, right? Through the licensing of music and learning tracks, if a person is not a member of your chapter, they should have zero access, right? Legally, we are not able to give them access to any learning tracks or PDFs of sheet music. We do this as a sampling on a couple of the songs. It's not legal. But it does kind of give them an idea of how the process works. And again, we're demonstrating that organizational side of things where, look, for every song that you are gonna see when you join, is there's a PDF of the sheet music and there's a learning track for each voice part. So you can pull down a learning track and hear how it works with the left and right channels. It's kind of a demo, a sampling, if you will. Of the process, because we can't give them full access to everything if they're not a member.
Okay.
So it's illegal. challenge, but we're kind of incentivizing them, right? Hey, if you join, right? And I think our process in Longmont, Ron, is once they've submitted the application, we can move them on, right?
Is there something that you, and that was one of the struggles that I had too, was not having something to be prepared for the next week because I didn't really have access, and that makes sense. Is there a way that legally you could give them a hard copy of the 8 songs you're going to do that they could look at it before they got there? Or is that kind of,
It's the same, right? And in fact, for us, we don't even have hard copies of anything.
I mean, a lot of the guys do there, but I was working a tablet. But just
But
thinking of
it
a way to kind of, they could be a little more prepared so they don't feel as much loss. I don't know if they need all the songs because, I mean, I've had
So
to learn,
go ahead.
like 50 songs, so it's been a little bit,
50? So
between patriotic and anniversary and Christmas. Yeah, I'm probably about 50.
here's an interesting thing, right? And this is one of the things I help bring about in Longmont, right? We consider the difference between an active song in the repertoire and an inactive song in the repertoire. And for right now, we are headed towards what show? The Christmas show, right? So the Christmas songs are all active. Now there's 13 of them, but there's not 50.
Well,
And
yeah, but
the only thing that we are rehearsing is the songs for the Christmas show. That's it. We're not working on Home on the Range and all the other tunes right now, right? The other thing that we have going on is that we are competing in January at Midwinter. So we have two contest songs for that. So we have 13 Christmas songs, two contest songs. Now, once we get past Christmas, the focus will shift to the spring show. The spring show will have 13 to 14 songs. So that will be our focus starting in January, is those 14 songs, and that's it. If they're not on the show, why do we need to rehearse them? If you're not going to perform them anytime soon, why do we need to rehearse them? So I
Well,
would, that's
in our
something you
case,
can go
I
ahead.
think the time that I came into it, we were right in the 50th anniversary. So they were doing their 50th anniversary performance, and then Veterans Day, and then Christmas. So you add all those together, and there's a bunch of stuff going on.
It's not
That's probably,
50. You can't do three shows and do 50 songs. I can tell you that.
I'd
So
have to re-add, but a lot.
that's the difference, though, is
Yeah,
hey, if
but that's the general concept, is exactly what you're saying. So that's what they're doing.
it's a
It just
simple
happened that
question.
I hit a mix of just having a bunch of stuff right at once.
It's a music VP and director question. If we don't have an upcoming performance of this song coming, why do we need to rehearse it? Now,
Yeah,
I
and
would tell you,
they aren't. They just mixed it up
if
there.
you ever do ball games, right? You keep Star Spangled Banner fresh, right? If that's something that you do. If you don't ever go do a ball game or sing for the city council meeting, whether you or not you need Star Spangled Banner, right? But again, all of these things tie into the guest experience and the recruitment side, I would say you kind of table that for the moment until you can get all these things working, right? This is a conversation of if you build it, they will come. And the reason they'll come is because your members, existing members, start having a really good time. And they're the ones who will bring people. In all the growth that we've had in Longmont, it hasn't really been because we've done some kind of recruiting. It's because the guys who are there bring friends, right? And you can speak to that, Ron, because of what Troy does, right?
Also, make sure that people know what you do. I run into friends where I live, and I mentioned I sing barbershop. Do people still sing barbershop? I thought it doesn't exist. That's way back when. And they just don't realize what current barbershop is all about and how much the quality has improved over the years.
While he's away for a second, Ron, I applaud everything that you do. I'm glad we're having some conversation here. Glad to have other conversations with you later as well. So, again, talking about make sure your members are having a great time on Tuesdays and things will continue to grow. So you should kind of, this is how I always think, is our chapter is 40 right now. We need to run it like it's 75. We need to think of ourselves as a 75-man chorus, and how organized do things need to be for a 75-man chorus? Because if you run things like you're 40, you'll always be a 40-man chorus. If you run things like you're 20, you'll always be a 20-man chorus, because that's just who we are. But if you think ahead, think out of the box, right? We do several things during chapter rehearsal. We do a different tag every week, and we have guys take turns singing the tag, right? That's some of what we call our fun time, right? We do different kinds of warm-ups every week. It's not just the same vocal warm-up. Sometimes we're standing all around the room in a big circle. Sometimes we're on the riser, right? Mix things up, change things up. Sometimes we'll take half the guys off the riser and half the guys on and perform for each other, right? So a lot of different types of activities that you could do to change things up and make it interesting for your members. So when we talk about membership and growth, the main thing I always say is grow from within. Make it so compelling that your members say, "Man, I can't wait for Tuesday night," or whatever your night of the week is, right? So all right, so we talked about buddies, we talked about music, we talked about information. And again, if your chapter wants to print something, I'd be careful on spending a whole lot of money. It'd be great to have a glossy, trifold handout that you can have. If you've got something like that, it should be designed for general public, right? So it's not really like a chapter guest pamphlet. It's more about Long's Peak Chorus. Here's who we are. Here's what we do. And you would have this at your shows, at the ticket table when people walk in. They can grab the little, "Oh, let's learn more about the chorus," right? It's kind of like the same information that you might put in the show program, but it becomes a separate little pamphlet that is available for handout. If you're just going to print it on 8.5 by 11 and then fold it, I'm not sure it's worth it, right? Because you can accomplish the same thing in the way that Ron's doing it with an email you send, following the first night visit. The option you have with that email is you can do it in Microsoft Word and add photos of the chorus in it, make a PDF single page. And then when the member has that first night visit, you send them this PDF. So when he opens it, it's a little colorful. There is, interesting, photos of the chorus doing things, and you can, rather than just straight up text email. I'm going to broadcast a 10-minute warning for the group. Ron, did you have any comments there?
Also, a connection to a website, and the website having that information that's clearly identified as to what we do, what goes on, events, etc. I think that's more valuable than a brochure because the website can be updated to what's current.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
a brochure is just for the moment, and you can't afford to keep putting out new brochures every 2 months.
Chuck, I'll leave it to you at this point to see if you have any other questions or Q&A or anything would help to dive into.
don't think so. I think I agree with Ron, though. I think everything is digital these days. So, if you have somebody a question, even a digital, I use digital business cards, so if you're just trying to shoot them a little information, here's Colorado Cord, go to the website, just as a reminder or something. But yeah, you can't afford to print brochures anymore. It's just too expensive.
At your guest table, you could easily have a little stand-up easel or even just a postcard type size with a QR code on it, right? Because and the QR code points to your website. So that allows people to scan and get right to your website on their
Right to
phone.
it.
Yeah. So that's like you said, text messaging. It's kind of the same ballpark, right? Where we're getting to them on their mobile device. But you could do the same thing at your shows, right? Learn more about the chorus. Here's the QR, and it's on a little one of those plastic stand-up things, right? You slip the paper inside, then you can
Everybody's
change
used
the
to it.
paper, yeah, anytime you
Used to,
want.
just like a restaurant, you go get your menu right off the QR code. So,
Exactly, right? The
the
QR code is
norm.
the way to go. The days of printing out www.coloradoaccordcompany.com, those days are gone, right? You can include that in your stuff, but next to that always should be the QR code. We do the same thing on our show flyers, right? To be able to tell people when they see the show flyer, just scan it, right, with your phone and get right to the tickets page. So, but again, back to membership, all of the things we've been talking about, it is important that they get documented. And Ron mentioned that he has a document for buddies. He's got a document on, how to use the tablets. And all these things are important. It's not so much that the document needs to be read by everybody, but by creating the document, you put yourself through the paces of defining the steps. And by going through the process to actually write it down, you may recognize, oh, wait, if we're going to do this, we've got to do this first. And then that sequences things properly, and it makes sure that all of the details get covered. So by creating the document, you improve the process. And then the document gets sent up to, through the membership VP to the board and saying, hey, by the way, this is our SOP on how we're handling guests. There also should be a very clearly defined process about what happens the first night, what happens the second night, what happens the third night. And so for us, Chuck, in Longmont, that third night is the option where the new member or the guest, sorry, could apply for membership. Once they do that, they're no longer a guest. They're what we call a candidate. That's our term for it in Longmont. And now we have a candidate who has applied. Two things need to happen. And the order they happen doesn't matter, right? One of the things is they've got to pass a vocal audition with the music team, usually the director, but the music VP owns that process of auditioning. And the other piece is the board needs to approve them as a congenial man of good character, as stated in our bylaws on the back of your card. So those two things need to happen. Once they both happen, the person becomes an actual member. But again, it doesn't matter what order those two things occur. The membership VP owns that process to make sure both of those things happen. Ron,
Wait,
any questions there? Go ahead.
we have an exception to the rule about attending three meetings. If you have an experienced barbershopper who knows what they're getting into, they can audition immediately and become a member.
That's true. There's always exceptions, right? And that's why you have a VP. So the next process is what do you do with the member once they are approved, right? And so one of the things that we have done kind of is our new member welcome ceremony. We're not consistent on it yet, I'll be honest, but I'd love to see us be more consistent on this. It doesn't need to happen right away when the member gets, voted in. Wait until we get the packet and the pin and all the official stuff from the society, the membership card, and then you can make it a big deal, in front of the chapter to welcome a new member with a ceremony, right? And
The packet actually gets sent directly to the new member. It doesn't come through the.
what about their card?
I think that goes also to the, unless it goes to the secretary, it does not come to the membership VP.
So again, explore that, right? And find out how we could, because you could still do something, right? Make it official with a welcome ceremony. The other piece is what I'm going to call an orientation. And we haven't gotten that far in our chapter, but what I foresee is probably about once a quarter that you conduct a orientation session. And it might be like 2 to 3 weeks in a row where if you, let's say you rehearse at 7 and you have the guys come in at 6:30 for just 15 minutes, right? And 1 week you might talk about here's what we do for uniforms and prepping for shows, prepping for contests, and other performance related things. Another week might be just all website stuff, how to use the website, get the learning tracks down, stuff like that. Another week might be for whatever, right? So you do these every quarter and you pick up any new members over the quarter, but also you tell your regular members, because you've never done this before, that we're going to do next week is new member orientation for the website. So if you have any questions about website, come to this orientation with the new members and we can get your questions answered on the website. It'd be great if your chapter web guy was there to help teach that orientation class. But again, these can be every 3 months, every 4 months. The frequency is up to you, but give these new members an opportunity to ask questions, and in a forum that is safe to do so. So with that being said, any last minute questions or anything else that you guys want from the day?
I don't think so. Appreciate you doing this.
Yeah, I
Well,
love
good
these
information.
leadership academies. Yeah, make sure you join us in January, Chuck. We'll have some other great different, peripheral classes about the different things that we
Yeah,
do.
sounds good.
Ron, thank you for your time and insight. Really appreciate that. And
So
all you do.
you guys are both at Longmont then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody know the Woodley brothers?
Woodley?
Like Woodley's Fine Furniture?
Oh, I don't live in Longmont. I actually
Okay.
live down in Commerce City.
Okay.
So rehearsal's a 45-minute drive.
Oh, good for you, yeah.
Yeah. But Ron, I don't know where you're at.
I'm in Loveland.
Oh, okay.
In Loveland, so
Yep.
okay.
But we
Nice.
could ask Dave Waddell. He's a
Oh no,
member.
I always ask if
Yeah.
I know those guys pretty well,
All
so
right. So you guys, lower right, you can leave the room. Don't leave the meeting, just leave the room. And you can head back for a general session.
all right. Thank
Thanks,
you.
guys. Yep.